Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
As we get it going again after that quick break, we're going to slide right into the B block and start things off with a Chief Travelator conversation. But before Mary and I reconnect with show friend Jacqueline Leibel-Cote, who's already holding for us on that show hotline, this segment of the show is sponsored by TravelGuard.com/Carrie.
And whether your next adventure is a long or maybe it's a short getaway, international or domestic, do it with TravelGuard.com/Carrie, because bad weather, flight delays, and cancellations could happen to any of us.
Yes, certainly could. You know, packing a Travel Guard insurance plan, folks, it's simply a smart thing to do. It covers so many things that could impact your travels, including lost or delayed baggage, trip cancellations, interruption and delays, prescription replacement, translation services. You've got medical expenses and evacuations, work-related cancellations, roadside assistance, passport or ticket replacement. You're going to have someone available to you 24/7, a lot more. So go get the coverage you should have at TravelGuard.com/Carrie or RMWorldTravel.com. Look under sponsors.
And now for today's Chief Travel Leader conversation, up to Providence, Rhode Island we go, where our program is heard on local affiliate AM 1380 and FM 99.9 WNRI Radio, as we reconnect with the Chief Customer Experience Officer at Colette, Jacqueline Leibel-Cote.
Jacqueline, listen, nice to reconnect with you again. Mary and I welcome you back to America's number one travel radio show.
Oh, it's so great. Thanks. So great to hear your voices.
Well, likewise as well. Really happy to have you here with us this morning. So, you know, as you and the Colette team know, Mary and I travel regularly with the show for our big Let's Go America Tour events and remotes. We enjoy seeing Colette buses actively transporting travelers or running into people who have traveled with Colette and know that we're partnered. When a company has been in operation 105 years since 1918, clearly you're doing something right, delivering success and loyalty for travelers, and continue to do that. So I'd love to hear right now, you know, share how 2023 has been for Colette. And are there, you know, maybe some areas doing well that makes you happy to see?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, 2023 has been a spectacular year for us. As, you know, every year coming out of 2020, 21 improved, 22 improved, but 23 really an extraordinary year for Colette, which has been great. You know, it's been a lot of onboarding, a lot of hiring of new people. We've hired over, we're going to probably hire close to 300 people this year. And the great thing is we also have people who are wanting to come back to Colette that either were here before, we had to let go during COVID, whatever it may be. So that's great as well. So really rebuilding the team, but travel is back for sure. People are looking to travel. They're traveling longer, doing more than one trip. This was our record-breaking year over 2019. That was our biggest year in 2019 in company history, a full year completed. This 2023 has actually outperformed 2019, and the projections in the future are just looking wonderful. So we're really just, you know, working to be able to service and continue to, you know, create great experiences and products and tours all over the world. So it's been, it's a much better place, let's say, to be in than we were a few years back.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's expand a little bit on creating great product. That's actually what I want to talk to you about. So something that clearly Colette has evolved and grown over the time since 1918, which is why you're so successful. You continue to innovate and all of that. But something that we think really differentiates your tours, and we talked to your dad, Dan, about this years ago, are the people who work in-house for Colette, who design and curate your tours. I think that that really sets you apart. Many tour companies use third parties, which can make consistency challenging, and it can also drive the cost up for the traveler. So just talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, that's been a philosophy of ours from the beginning. From when my dad took over, that's how he actually, you know, designed product. When he went to Switzerland to design the first international tour, he went, he designed what the itinerary flow and the inclusions would look like, and then he negotiated all the contracts that we would buy with those suppliers. That's a philosophy that we've continued, and we do continue, because for us, it's extremely important to own the customer experience, but the brand experience. To your point, you can't have inconsistencies in different parts of the world. Like, I can't have someone who travels with us to Europe and then travels with us to Thailand and has disjointed Colette experiences. That's not how it should be. And there's a consistency that we definitely thrive and drive for towards with the way. But we have, you know, a design team, because have different sides of the brain. What you can design and curate and tailor make from an itinerary standpoint and inclusion standpoint, it's a creative side of the brain. And then we also have a global contracting team that goes and they're partnered together with those designers, and they go and negotiate the suppliers and the contracts. So we don't, it's an exclusion. I'll say it's an exception when we have to use a ground operator. In Egypt, of course, you're using a ground operator. So there are some destinations that you will do that, but we're also extremely hands-on with designing that tour product together, so not allowing them to fully
take over,
curate, and design.
Well, again, it's the training, the culture, all of that. And I do think you're 100% right what you said. You want people to have that same experience. So, you know, I mentioned earlier, you know, the various places we take the show as part of our sustained Let's Go America tour events and remotes. And I share it with you because, you know, we only agree to take the show out of the studio about 8 times a year. We try to keep them special. It's our way to engage the 530 weekly stations across the USA that run the show. And the Let's Go America tour for us is very similar to what you're talking about, because it's to tell people, get out from behind the desk, get off the sofa, get out of your routines, go experience the world. We were in Portugal for 16 days last month. We leave actually after today's show for Charleston, South Carolina. We've been in Mexico, San Diego this year, Rome, France, Spain. All of these locations, very, very busy. Europe is extremely busy. It's a favorite destination with Americans. So if we look past the popular Italy and France, I'd like to know where you're seeing the strongest demand in Europe and maybe any insider recommendation for folks looking for a fall or holiday getaway.
Yeah, so in Europe, I mean, yes, of course, Italy and France, you know, do very well. But, you know, Croatia has continued to do really well for us, and we have a few products and tours that go to Croatia. Greece also continued, was really popular pre-pandemic, continues to remain a destination that people want to travel to. Iceland is still, I mean, we have multiple itineraries. We have 3 itineraries that do Iceland. So it's really an all year round product. So you can do the Northern Lights, or you can go in the summertime and see the beautiful waterfalls and see it in a more green, you know, with more greener versus snow, you know. So there's just, I mean, there's so many great destinations and throughout Europe. I mean, that's to your point. That's why people love Europe. I mean, Prague, Budapest, any of those, all of the tours are really just doing extremely well all throughout Europe. But even as you get into some of the other regions of the world, the Thailands of the world, we launched a Thailand tour that's doing well for us. Patagonia, that is, we should all go to Patagonia.
Let's go. I want to go there.
The pictures that I see, our designer actually designed it, and she went out on the first departure with our travelers and got to experience the full product and then also talk to the travelers to get their point of view. Absolutely loved it. And her pictures just made me want to go even more. I mean, that is a destination that I think people, it's not a top of mind, but my gosh, it should be, because it really is.
No, there's the insider recommendation.
And that has to be done with a tour. So before we conclude today, organized tour demographic typically has been older generations. We just got off a river cruise, also same demographic typically, but we saw multi-generational travel ages 7 to 77 within the same family. What are your thoughts on people staying longer in destinations and multi-generational travel?
Multi-generational travel has been, a growing theme for quite a while, for many, many, many years, quite honestly. I mean, to your point, our average age is, you know, in the mid-60s, which means you're pulling, you know, travelers from their 40s and their 50s as well up into their, you know, 70s or 80s, because you could have people who are in their 80s who might be more fit and able to travel and walk the distances than some 60-year-olds, right? So, we see that often too, where you have, parents with grandparents and grandchildren who are traveling together in New Zealand or in different parts of the world, because when you're going to travel to most destinations, but, there's a learning component that people are going for. And that's what guided travel really brings to the table, is that you have that tour manager who's able to be a concierge, answer all the questions, bring that history to life. And I just think it's, you know, there's a little something for all different age groups. And the great thing is the guides can tailor it. So if they have, you know, some grandkids on the tour, they're going to make sure to point out different things they might not when they don't have kids on the tour. So they're very good and extremely flexible at making sure that the experience hits a mark for everybody.
You know, you think about, you guys are based there in the Providence area and so forth, and if somebody were traveling there and they called you up, Jacqueline, and they want to know from your experience and your knowledge of the area, and that's exactly what you're providing with all of these guides and so forth around the world. It's the experience, it's the knowledge, it's all the little things that we all want
and
when
the
we travel.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to leave it there for today. We're going to continue the conversation with you, Jacqueline. You're always welcome on the show, as you know. Really appreciate the check-in with you. And we need to coordinate, I guess, some time to all get together again.
I guess we're going to Patagonia.
Yeah, whatever. Enjoy the weekend, okay?
Thanks so much. You too.
All right, take care.
Take care.
All right, we just hit the release button there on Jacqueline. Nice to reconnect with her today. Folks, as Mary and I step aside for some important sponsor messages, RJ is coming with the open road today. We're going to be getting a live report from Maui and what's happening there. We'll be taking you to St. Louis for today's Destination Spotlight. But next, we're going to debate the pros and cons of traveling with your pets at hotels. There's still 90 minutes to go in the show. Keep those radios locked in. We'll be right back.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back. And you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.